Hare Krishna, everybody. I feel very honored to be present amongst you today. You're all very blessed, very fortunate to have this opportunity to dedicate your lives in Krishna consciousness. This is actually the legacy that Prabhupada has left us. ISKCON, of course, is none different from Srila Prabhupada. And if you want an easy plain sailing back home, back to Godhead, don't jump ship. Please, because we've got a wonderful captain. So I was just asked to do like a filler until Ramaswamy appears. And picking up the topic that Shruti Dharma Prabhu introduced to us about how Rukmini got her name. In my case, I am a case. I was bold enough, or so bold, as to request Srila Prabhupada directly for initiation, not through anybody else. On the very first meeting, on the very first occasion that happened to come, this was on the 11th of September, 1969. I'm a junior to Rukmini Prabhu. She joined a year before me, so I have to be very careful what I say. And I boldly stuck up my hand after Prabhupada just asked any questions. So my question was, when can I take initiation? Nothing to do with the philosophy, nothing to do with following the 10, or avoiding the 10 offenses to the holy name. We didn't even know about the 10 offenses to the holy name in those days. And so he looked at me a little askance and he said, "That we will see." Kind of non-committal, obviously. Because that was the first time he heard me speak. And I'm sure you've heard other devotee disciples of Srila Prabhupada say that being in Prabhupada's presence and being on the planet when Prabhupada was here, things seem to become compressed. That activities happened, transcendental activities, I have to add, very rapidly. So in my case, it was one of those things that, Prabhupada obviously has to check out the potential disciple and make sure that that disciple is qualified, just as much as the disciple checks out the spiritual master, make sure that the guru is equally qualified. So I'll give you a little bit of a scenario. We were living on this estate called Tittenhurst Park in beautiful Berkshire. And that estate belonged to John Lennon and Yoko Ono, who some of you may have heard their names, possibly. And so we were living in a row of gardener's cottages, which they had given over to our use. On one side was the Brahmachari ashram, in the middle was Prabhupada's cottage, on the other side was the Grihastha ashram. And I was sharing a room with an American Brahmachari called Trivikram, who you may have heard of, and perhaps even met. And so I was back to Dave, obviously, because I asked the question, but it hadn't happened yet. And the next morning, Prabhupada got the opportunity to test me, to meet me personally, under amazing circumstances, because Trivikram was Prabhupada's official driver, an official masseur, and he was really expert at giving a massage. But directly the day after asking that question, when he was supposed to be going to engage in his service as massaging, Prabhupada that particular day, he was still inside his sleeping bag, and he wasn't moving. And I thought, that's very unusual. He's usually very, attentive to time and very punctual. So I asked him, I said, "Prabhu, aren't you getting up to massage Prabhupada?" He said, "No." He said, "I've got terrible toothache. I can't face Prabhupada." Then he said, to my surprise and amazement, "You'll have to go and massage Srila Prabhupada." And I said, "You know something? I haven't massaged anyone in my life. And now you're asking me to massage this transcendental personality, Krishna's pure representative." He said, "Oh, it's easy. Start with the head and work down." I said, could you tell me a little bit more about that, just in case, you know, I make a mistake or a wrong maneuver? And he said, well, you just massage his head and he'll keep saying harder, harder, harder. And so while he's saying those things, you have to massage Prabhupada harder and harder and harder. And then when he stops saying that, then you just maintain that level of hardness. And then he said, you massage the back, then the arms, then the belly, then the legs. And he said, you use sandalwood oil on the head and mustard oil on the rest of the body. And I said, how long does this procedure last? He said, about 2 hours. I'm like, wow. Okay. So I was like, my heart was in my mouth when I went up to Prabhupada's room and I was making arrangements and I put down the straw mat, changed into a gumcha. Prabhupada came into the room and paid my obeisances. Prabhupada noticed that there was an electric fire in the room, and the room was cold, just like last night. Unfortunately, when it came to prasadam, that prasadam room was like an ice box. So Prabhupada's room was also very cold, and he noticed. He said, switch on that fire. And there were 3 bars, and I put 1 on, thinking that's, you know, save electricity. He said, no, all 3. So I put all 3 of the electric bars on. And then he noticed me, and he said, where are you from? I said, from Scotland, Srila Prabhupada. How far is Edinburgh from London? 400 miles, Srila Prabhupada. How long does it take to go by train to Edinburgh? 8 hours, Srila Prabhupada. Do you know any Scottish lords? And that kind of took me aback a little bit, because I didn't expect he was going to ask that particular question. And I said, no, Srila Prabhupada, I never actually met in my life any Scottish lords. He said, I know one lord from Scotland, Lord Zetland. He used to come to our college in Calcutta and hand out diplomas at the end of each academic year. And I'm really happy I didn't say out loud, do you mean Lord Shetland? Because I never came across a name with a Z at the front of it. But I looked up, no, I didn't Google, of course, we didn't have computers in those days. But later on I discovered he was a governor of Bengal. He had a very, very high post in the civil service, the British civil service in India. A very scholarly person. And in fact, that's the person that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's sannyasis met when they went to London. They met Lord Zetland. And he was the one who said, can you make me a brahmana? And of course, you might know the story that they said, well, if you want to become a brahmana, and I know there are many of you are becoming brahmanas today, right? He said, you have to give up intoxication, meat eating, illicit sex, gambling. And so when it was actually one of the sannyasis was born Maharaj, and so he explained these particular categories of purification. And when Lord Zetland heard this, he said, oh, then it's impossible for me to become a brahmana. That was an honest response. But just see the transformation since those days. Now there's Britain is becoming flooded with brahmanas. I'm very happy to say. Hare Krishna. And anyway, so then Srila Prabhupada asked me, he said, so do you know British history? I mean, where did you learn British history? And I said, I learned British history in Scotland, Srila Prabhupada. Then he tested me, he said, when was the Battle of Trafalgar? I said, 1805. When was the Battle of Waterloo? 1815. He said, yes, I also read these things and learned those things when I was at school. So there was no real sort of like philosophical discussion going on. Because obviously Prabhupada, being an amazing psychologist, can understand I didn't know anything about Krishna consciousness. And pretty much on that premise, I waited only 5 days to get first initiation. Prabhupada came on the 11th, I got first initiation on the 16th. And so then I got that name. And a few months later, on the 14th of December, 1969, the same day that where Prabhupada was installing Radha Landaneshwara, then I was given Brahmin initiation on the recommendation of Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj. So, of course, we're not living in those days when you get like that off the bat initiation and Brahman initiation. And it's actually in many ways, I agree with what all the Maharajas have said, that we have to be qualified to become to the stage of accepting the spiritual master, accepting the Gayatri Mantra. These are not whimsical things. They shouldn't. This is something that you're pledging for the rest of your life. So this is a life-changing transformation. This is actually your second birth, right? This Dvija Bandhu. You actually take another birth today. So you all become wonderful transcendental babies. innocent babies to Krishna consciousness. And through your innocence and your purity, then, as Prabhupada always used to tell us, purity is the force. Books, of course, are the basis, and of course we're in the middle of the Christmas book marathon. So if you're not out there doing books, please, please, after getting your initiations, become flooded with enthusiasm to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books on this very auspicious time of the year. Srila Prabhupada's Transcendental Book Marathon, Ki Jai. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, Ki Jai. Thank you.